Good afternoon. Thank you for coming to this presentation. I'm going to discuss the questions about the need of revisiting or reintroducing sod phase in the row crop rotation. The experiment started in the late 90s and it's taking place here. This is the whole field of North Florida Research and Education Center in Quincy. It's previously on private farm, so you can see the fields, and the name sod crop rotation came, and the experiment was started by David Wright and James Marois. And the first couple of years, 2000 and 2001, there was no differences in between the fertilized and non-fertilized cotton. And I'll explain the whole experimental design in a minute, but I wanted you to see and remember this picture from the whole field, and there are some grassways, waterways, following all the possible water leakage moving it down to a pond which is used later on for irrigation. Why do we need irrigation in Florida Panhandle? We have enough rain, much more than any other in any other places. The reason for trying to reintroduce sod phase in the crop rotation is kind of some of the scientists outside of agronomic and soil sciences are suggesting that the genesis and plant breeders need to concentrate on developing cultivars with a bigger root system, like showing in this carton. But again, we have plants that are developing bigger root systems, and if we put them in place, there will be having much more benefits. And there are controversial message from some of the scientists around the world that there is no actually significant positive effect on the water holding capacity or from increasing soil organic matter, which is, seems to me, not very true, but it's based on the 50,000 experiments all around the world, so it's kind of okay when you do average from so many numbers, it might be true. But let's concentrate on the sod-based rotation. So the design is based on the common cash crop for the Florida Panhandle and southern Georgia and some other southeastern states, and it's included peanuts, cotton first year, cotton second year. The field is in conservation tillage, strip tillage, since the early 80s, and in between the main crops, we have cover crop, winter cover crop, oat, which is planted not for forage or for something else, but to leave all the biomass below ground and above ground biomass on the surface and to let it decay and help increasing the soil organic matter. And we'll see at the end whether it works or not. On the other side, we have the sod-based rotation, consisted of 2 years bahia grass that is very common perennial for this part of the United States. And again, in between cotton and peanut and cotton, and again in between is the cover crop of oats. And today we're going to concentrate on the third rotation, and we're going to discuss only the results from cotton. So this graph is giving us an idea of what is the climatic condition in the Florida Panhandle. So we have two dry periods in the winter, early spring and late fall, and a very wet period during the summer. But this is the average from a 30-year period. On the top, we'll see the years that the experiment was started with the rain and irrigation applied for a cotton. Like you can see, since 2007, irrigation rates are much lower than at the very beginning. Although we have also lower precipitation. So we'll be able to explain what this is happening like that. Here we have the average yield for the last 4 years, 2007-2010, and as you can see, the only difference is between the soft, the cotton in the soft rotation and fertilized or non-fertilized cotton first year and cotton second year in the conventional rotation. I forgot to mention that we don't fertilize peanuts, but we do fertilize the cover crop with 40 kilograms nitrogen to be sure that we'll have enough cover crop biomass to left on the surface for further improving our soil properties. So non-irrigated cotton from the soil-based rotation is giving much higher yield, significantly over the both cotton first and second year from the conventional rotation. When we added nitrogen fertilization, we see that the cotton from conventional system is increasing, but haven't reached to the point to be as high as the cotton from the soil-based rotation. For irrigated treatments, it's the same, with the difference that fertilized and irrigated cotton from conventional system are getting a little bit higher and close to the soil-based rotation. So during this 10-year period, there were different cultivars in practice, but no matter what was the cultivar, the cotton in the soil-based rotation, the yield of the cotton of in soil-based rotation is always higher than the cotton from conventional rotation, no matter whether it is fertilized or non-fertilized, irrigated or non-irrigated. So we calculated the nitrogen use efficiency for both systems with a ratio of sellable nitrogen that is in the product sold with the nitrogen total yield from the field, which means the residues nitrogen that is left in the field. So some of the soil properties that are influenced from the type of system in place, so nitrogen content in the soil profile between the first and fourth year is totally different and is less than in the soil-based system, in both non-irrigated and irrigated areas. So this graph is giving us a summary of all the water issues during the last 4 years of rotation. So as you can see, the water holding capacity in the 0.3 meter depth with the thin line and 1 meter depth with the thick line, again, all the fluctuating during the years and the seasons, they have again proof that the irrigation is given when it's needed and there is enough soil moisture content in the soil profile to feed both systems. However, in the salt-based system, the soil water content is higher than the conventional system. We also had some data about the bulk density, and as can be seen, they are going almost in the same way, and I forgot to mention that this soil is having a naturally compacted soil layer in the 6 to 10 inches. So, but again, the salt, the cotton in the salt based system is performing a little bit better than the conventional. Here we have the calculation of irrigation plus precipitation and the flask of water with soluble nitrate, nitrogen in it during the same period from 2008 until 2010. Here we are presenting the nitrate nitrogen concentration average monthly for the space display. So you can see different months we have different nitrogen concentration in the rain, but it's always about 0.81 ppm concentration in the rain. We also did some measurement with suction cup lysimeters in the both systems, and although there are some peaks in a certain period of years or months, at the end the average nitrate-nitrogen concentration in the suction cup lysimeters is close to the 10 ppm that is the maximum permissible level according to IBEN. In summary, we have on the top where surface runoff and water is moving down all the way to the irrigation pond and is getting back, returning to the field through the irrigation system. And as you can see, all the way, all the water sources measure the nitrogen concentration is less than 1 ppm. So we reach a higher level of yield by the cotton from the system, and also we increase the nitrogen use efficiency. And about the soil organic matter, this is the soil organic matter measure since the second rotation, and as you can see, for a 10-year period, it's increased about 1%. So that's I am always everything I can say. Thank you.